button. Pause recording. Pause recording. Button. 2 seconds of 1 hour. Pause recording. Button. Speech on. Speech off.
Okay, sorry about that, guys. Hello. It's Nama Calm Waters 7373, and I am here today because I promised some people who asked me to tell them about the Jewish New Year. And even though I'm not a practicing Jewish person, I don't consider myself a Jewish person, especially because I'm quite pagan in my faith. So now. I don't subscribe to it, but I do live in Israel, and I do come from a family where there are Jewish people. Not, you know, not everyone, but so people were asking about the Jewish New Year. So I'll try and make this not too long and not too, because first of all, I'm not religious, so I don't know all the big ins and outs, but I will tell you that the Jewish New Year started last night. So today is Monday, the 3rd of October 2016, and the Jewish New Year started last night. So the Jewish, because the Jewish calendar goes according to the lunar calendar, you have the days kind of start in the evening. So like, they count the day as from sunset to sunset, or from like just before sunset to just out. Yeah, no, from sunset to sunset. That's kind of how it is. And from sunset to sunset. And so the months in the Jewish calendar have either 29 or 30 days, depending on the month. And so the Jewish calendar does move a little bit like the Muslim calendar, but unlike the Muslim calendar, in order to keep holidays and things in and months in the right seasons, every 4 years they have a leap year. Now in the Gregorian calendar, which the rest of us use, you know, the regular calendar, we have a leap year is the day every 4 years where you add the 29th of February, as you know. But in the Jewish year, you add a month every 4 years. So every 4 years, that year actually has 13 months. And that's how you keep the holidays and months in the seasons that they're meant to be, because most of the Jewish holidays have to do with seasons, as well as the biblical significances, but they all kind of come from seasons. So the Muslim calendar doesn't do this. So their Ramadan, for example, really moves a lot. You could have Ramadan in the summer, and then you could have Ramadan in the winter, and sometimes in a calendar year, depending on how it all goes, you can have two Ramadans. It all depends because it moves. But the Jewish calendar doesn't move like that. Not so much. So that's the Jewish, that's kind of like the year. The first month of the year, which is what we've just entered into last night. So today is the first day of the month of Tishrei. It's called Tishrei. I don't know if it has any meaning. If these words have meanings, it's from Aramaic. I don't know what Tishrei means. So today is one Tishrei, and I can never remember what year it is. I'm sorry. 5777.
Because people have been writing about 5776.
Okay. See, I have no idea what the Jewish thing is. Jeff knows more than me, figures. So it's the year 5777. Yeah. So I started counting it a long time ago, obviously. Like, the Jewish holiday of Rosh Hashanah, which is the new year. Rosh means head. Rosh is head. And Shana is year. So head of the year, which means new year.
That's very
is a two-day holiday. It like one day, because it's the head of the year, one day is over 2 days. But it's still, tomorrow is still the second of Tishrei. It's not a long first day of Tishrei, but they kind of make it into one day. So the first and second are like one day. It's really weird. So you have last night, which is the evening, tonight, which is the evening of the second day of Tishrei, and tomorrow until the evening. So religious people don't drive, don't do anything, kind of, you know, it's kind of like a day where you're not allowed to do anything. It's kind of like a big Sabbath. But today is a little bit different because it is actually the second day and it's not a Sabbath day. So there are certain things that they're allowed to do. Like, for example, I'm quite happy to light a fire. Like, to go turn on the stove and put something on the cooker and that's it. They can't do that. They can't do that. They're not allowed to do that on the Sabbath or anything else. They're not allowed to light a fire. They're not allowed to create anything that isn't. So, but they are allowed on days like this, because it's a Monday and because it's the second day of the holiday, they're allowed to take fire that already exists somewhere else. So if they have like something lit, a candle, they can take a match to the candle and then light the stove with the match, if that makes sense. Because it's the same fire. They're not actually creating a new fire. Don't ask me, but that's how it is. Now, a few days before Rosh Hashanah, which is the new year, it is customary, again, that's not something I've ever done, to kind of throw away old things. It's customary to go and like throw away things into the sea. Now, it doesn't mean that you throw away stuff. You don't, you know, usually what they do is they take like a coin or something and go throw it into the sea or a river or some kind of a flowing body of water to kind of throw away all the crap from the previous year. They don't actually throw rubbish in. They just throw like a coin or something, you know, just as a symbol. It's kind of like a sim. And why water? Because water is cleansing. So you throw away, you cleanse yourself of all the shite from the previous year and you kind of go clean into the new year. Now, a lot of people asked about the foods. Now, because there are so many types of Jewish diaspora and they come from everywhere on the globe, literally. Sorry, I'm just taking a glass of water. Each, kind of type of diaspora has its own traditional foods, but some things are traditional, and they just make them in different ways. So some, I would never touch this, but some people have something head, because it's the head of the year. So some have sheep's head, some have fish heads, you know, they cook them obviously and make really wonderful things out of them, but I would never eat them. No, fish heads or sheep heads or anything like that, because it's like the head of the year. A big thing, and that's not too bad really, is to have sweets, especially honey. So honey cake is very traditional. An apple dipped in honey, just a slice of apple dipped in a little bit of honey, is very traditional, because you want a sweet year, something that's filled with sweetness. So honey cake is the traditional cake for the Jewish New Year. Pomegranates. Of course, this is the season for pomegranates. Pomegranates are traditional because pomegranates have lots and lots of seeds in them. It's not like when you peel an orange, there's one orange, like there is one orange, but it's lots and lots and lots and lots of little seeds, and that's what you eat. So the thing is that you'll have as many blessings or as many good, you know, types of good fortune or types of good things that will happen to you as are in a pomegranate. Like
a lot. It's probably the most, that and Passover are the two big Jewish holidays. And in a way, this one is, you know, because it's kind of the first of the calendar. So it's the two, it's like Christmas and Easter. So today is like Christmas Day. So, you know, families get together and eat. Last night, because the day started last night, you know, people get together and make meals that they've been working on for like years, you know, not years, but days before the actual event. So, you know, people would have started cooking like a couple of days before, because they like go all out. Anyway, a lot of the Jewish holidays and the Middle Eastern mentality in general, not just Jewish, is based around food. Mediterranean mentality is based around food. So they pull out all the stops, and you can never eat enough. You can never eat enough on these days. People gain lots of weight on Rosh Hashanah. You know, kids get presents. And it's a real family thing. So that's what's done on these days. Trying to think if there's other traditions, I don't know, again, but those are the main ones. There are songs for the holiday. You know, obviously, if you are a religious person and you go to synagogue and stuff, there are special prayers and special things that are read on this day, special ceremonies, but I'm not really sure about them. So that's about it. It's customary to always have chocolate and candy and honey and things like that in the house on these days. So of course we do, like we really need them. And yeah, pretty soon we're gonna go to my sister's house to have some lunch there. So I don't know exactly what we're gonna have and what they're making, but it will probably be nice. Probably there will be some honey cake, which reminds me that I actually bought them. Like honey cake with, I think it's like cranberry or something. And I wanted to give it to them. So here we go. Live on Audioboo. I put it in the freezer. They freeze quite well, these honey cakes. They don't become really, really solid. They just kind of keep fresh. So I'm just giving them, I'm bringing them a honey cake that I bought for them. I didn't make honey cake this year. So yeah, that's about it. I hope that, you know, was interesting. If you have any questions, feel free to ask me. And take care of yourselves. Now if I can get this thing to cooperate, it'll be even better.
Lifestyle folder. HS. Doc. Messages. Hub. App switcher. We are room. Active. We are room. Close. Button. Pause recording. Record a post. Close. Button. Record a post. Publish. Button. Which channel? Play slash pause. Pause recording. Button. 14 minute. Pause recording. Button.